कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टावतर शत डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेद भक्त वृंद की दाई गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे विल रीड फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर 7 नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट श्लोक टेक्स्ट नंबर 17 तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्ता एक भक्तिर्विशिष्यते प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनोत्यर्थम् अहम् स च मम प्रियः ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय जॉइन ग्रेस श्री प्रभुपाद ऑफ दीज द वन हु इज इन फुल नॉलेज एंड हु इज ऑलवेज एंगेज्ड इन प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस इज द बेस्ट फॉर आई एम वेरी डियर टू हिम एंड ही इज डियर टू मी परपोर्ट फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल कंटेमिनेशंस ऑफ material desires, the distressed, the inquisitive, the penniless, and the seeker of after supreme knowledge can all become pure devotees. But out of them, he who is in knowledge of the absolute truth and free from all material desires become a really pure devotee of the Lord. And out of the four orders, the devotee who is in full knowledge and is at the same time engaged in devotional service is, the Lord says, the best. By searching after knowledge, one realizes that his self is different from his material body. And when further advanced, he comes to an knowledge of impersonal Brahman and Paramatma. When one is fully purified, he realizes that his constitutional position is to be the eternal servant of God. So by association with pure devotees, the inquisitive, the distressed, the seeker after material amelioration, and the man in knowledge all become themselves pure. But in the preparatory stage, the man who is in full knowledge of the Supreme Lord and is at the same time executing devotional service is very dear to the Lord. He who is situated in pure knowledge of the transcendence of the Supreme Personality of God is so protected in devotional service that material contamination cannot touch him. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోవిష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప పదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందే అహం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపాం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితంశ్చ. నమా ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర్ భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు సీక్ ది బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది సీనియర్ డివోటీస్ హియర్. In fact, it was my great desire when I was in New Vrindavan for 10 years to come to Alachua, but I couldn't make it. So my friend Rampayan Prabhu, I was with him in Orlando. I told him I would like to go and visit Alachua and listen, but somehow I'm here to speak. So please forgive. I wanted to attend the program and hear, but somehow I ended up sitting here. So I would like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, because I know this community is full of many, many wonderful Prabhupada's disciples who have dedicated their life for many, many years and still guiding the whole society. So in front of them, I cannot even consider a devotee. So still, they are so humble. I'm sitting in front of them and they are listening. So I was thinking about just to talk something about this wonderful verse in Bhagavad Gita. In this world we'll find there are 8 types of people. 4 types of people do not surrender to Krishna, and other 4 they surrender to Krishna in different level. So among all those 8 types of people, who Krishna is saying, this is a wonderful thing about Bhagavad Gita. Krishna tells so many things and he tells his own opinion also. So people sometimes forget the opinion of Krishna and take what other Krishna has said. So Krishna has talked about 4 people also here, Bhadukam, Chaturvidha Bhajantema, Nanam Sukrutuna Arjuna, Ardo Adnyato Jidnyasur, Jnanicha Bharata Varshaba. So those, they are all pious, who distressed. People who are in distress, they come to me. Then desirer of wealth, they come to me. The inquisitive, they come to me. And those who are searching for knowledge, they also come to me. And other 4 we don't want to discuss them because they are not here. So those who is here, we will discuss about them. And then among these 4, Krishna is talking about in the next verse. Who stays in Krishna consciousness? They come, and Prabhupada writes in that purport, wherever their desires are fulfilled, there is a chance they go away. Some people come for money. When they get money, they may leave Krishna. Some people, they are in so much distress, they don't know where to go, they come to temple. And when they again situated materially nicely, they go away. In search of truth, even though Krishna is absolute truth, because their conditioning don't allow them to further advance in their consciousness to stay Mayavadis or Mukti, all these other branches of Vedas. And but who is searching after knowledge continues, because Krishna is the end of the knowledge. Mattaha paratra nanyat kinti jasti dhananjaya. Krishna explains that all the knowledge is coming up to him. Beyond him there is nothing. So once you come to Krishna, there is nothing beyond it. So sometimes devotees, those who are not much in knowledge about Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness, they said, okay, I'm chanting, what's next? What's next? There is nothing next. Chanting itself is everything. So everything depends, all the realization and revelation about Krishna consciousness is depending upon how we chant. Because when Rupa Goswami says that, I wish I had thousands of ears and thousands of mouths to chant Hare Krishna, even our one mouth and 2 ears are not, we think, no, we have to chant 16 rounds somehow. You know? But because we do not have that test. So therefore, there are different levels of chanters too. And according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, according to time, place and circumstances, they have given different explanation about Hare Krishna mantra. Vishwanath Chakravarti has a whole explanation of Hare Krishna mantra. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has a whole Hare Krishna explanation of Hare Krishna mantra. But Prabhupada, seeing our distressed condition, and we are all kind of a lechas and yavanas, shudras in Kali, he make it very simple. Oh Lord, please engage me in your service. But as you go deep chanting Hare Krishna, you will realize many more things coming from your heart, coming with the association of wonderful devotees and from the purports of acharyas. Krishna starts revealing inner meaning of Hare Krishna, and you get more and more attracted to chant Hare Krishna. And through that chanting, what is happening, Krishna, within our heart, Tene Brahma Rudaya Adhikavaye. So just like he revealed himself to Brahma, similarly he reveals himself to his sincere devotee. So sometimes it is easy to come into Krishna consciousness, but it is very difficult to keep on going years and years and years with dedication and determination. So who stays? That person who is in knowledge and who is engaged in devotional service. What is the ultimate of knowledge? To surrender to Krishna and serve. So now everything else in Krishna consciousness, along with chanting, comes with service. Because that's what scripture explains. That Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. So when you engage your tongue, so we basically use tongue for speaking and eating. So if these two things are pure, then everything is pure. Our speaking is pure, our eating is pure. Because this is Mahadwar, you know, the great door, you know, great gate, which for the whole body. So if the whole gate is clean, then everything inside is clean. So two things, Sevan Mukhehi Jivado. To do two things, jiva, tongue, has to do eat prasad and chant Hare Krishna. So if we do swayam eva spuratyada, it is not that by reading scriptures or by memorizing slokas you will understand Krishna consciousness. It is Krishna is revealing in the heart. So even an uneducated person can understand Krishna than any great scholar. There are so many scholars, especially in India, you see, talk about Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. But they're all Mayavadis, that even if they think about Krishna, or even if they know Krishna is a person, they're not much advanced. But any devotee who comes to ISKCON, within 2 days, he develops so much love for Krishna, he immediately starts talking about Maya. Nobody immediately starts talking about Maya. But if these people, they give lectures and they don't even know what is Maya, because they are covered, their knowledge is covered, because there is no service. So, two things go together. And as we advance, Jiva Goswami has made so many categories of surrender. So in the beginning, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we come out of fear. Nobody comes, there, nobody can claim that I had love for God, that's why I came to ISKCON. Out of fear that we don't want birth, old age, diseases and death and suffer in this world. So we come out of fear. That's the beginning of Krishna consciousness. That is above these four, distressed, and at least they know that oh, this, whatever I have is ultimately going to go away. Or there is a fear, I don't want to again take a birth. In the next stage, we stay for social status. So outside we are for social status. So in devotional circle also we want that social status, famous devotee. He is wonderful pujari, wonderful dresses, wonderful lectures he gives, he quotes many slokas, he cleans temple. So because of social, we are in Krishna consciousness. That also doesn't last long. So social, we also chant, we do kirtan, we come for program. Because of social pressure is there. Or somebody who is preaching to us, or spiritual mentor calls on phone, you know, you are not coming, so we come. So there is still not love. Beyond that is a duty, Jiva Goswami explains. I know this is my duty. I am servant of Krishna and I have to do this. I have to chant 16 rounds, I have to follow four principles, I have to go and attend programs, I have to associate with duty, I have to do some service. That is, it's kind of a duty, just like you go to job. Sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't like. Sometimes we like chanting Hare Krishna, sometimes you don't like. Sometimes we like devotee association, sometimes you don't like. So this like and dislike is going on. But we do it out of duty because we are asked. We are supposed to do this, we do it out of duty. And by doing that, then the last stage, Jiva Goswami says, you develop prema, love. Then there is no expectation. Just do it because that is our constitutional position. And to get to that stage and then understand, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's last sloka of Shikshastakam. Whether you accept me or reject me, you can do whatever you want with me. I am your eternal servant, in short. To come to that stage, that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is considered highest. So there are many devotees of Krishna, but they want something from Krishna. If they are more advanced, they worship him as some lord. They have their own life. Krishna is lord. Okay, I have my own life. There is no love in that. So, but when love is there, we are not expecting anything. Whether Krishna gives us or don't give us, doesn't matter. Even if he don't meet me, still I will love him. And that is dedication. That is dedication. People are 30 years, 40 years. How many disturbances in their personal life, social life, but still with determination they go on. Why? Because they have some love for Prabhupada and Krishna. So unless we develop that love, if you are on duty platform also there is a chance of going back. But unless we develop some love, then you will never leave. And Bhishma Dev in Mahabharata, he gives the definition of love in a simple, that one who is doing everything for us every time without expecting other anything, to love that person without expecting anything is love. It's very complicated, but it's very simple also. Who is doing everything for us? If you just see who is doing, one person is not divided. If you say on bodily platform, you may say mother, then what about father? If you say father, what about mother? Right? What about school teacher? So on bodily platform, we have so many people doing so many things for us. But on spiritual platform, there is only one person who is doing everything for us, and that is Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabho matta swaram pravartate. Everything is emanating from me. So that is his love. So Krishna don't only love his devotee, he loves even demons. He provides the same facilities what he provides to the devotees, to all the demons too. That is his love. And that is why it is considered love. In this material world, if son don't listen to father, father will kick him out. Or son, father don't listen to son, he will say, you get out. Mother, everything is the same. All relationship, as long as we are gratifying their senses, they love, I love you. And as long as we are doing whatever they want, there is so-called love, which is kama, is there. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna's love, whether we surrender to him or no surrender to him, doesn't matter. He provides the same thing to everybody. And therefore, it is our turn to love Krishna. Because Krishna is already loving. And what is the difference between devotee and non-devotee? Devotee realizes that love when he starts loving Krishna. How Krishna is more loving to me than what I am even thinking of loving him. So there is a beautiful sloka, she said, Aho Bakiyam Stana Kala Kutam. This is about Putana. Jivam Suyayat Apiya Sadvi. So this Putana, she came to kill Krishna. Can you imagine? But Krishna gave her, in spiritual world, a status of a nurse. Can anybody do that in material world? You go to kill him and he makes you your mother. That is Krishna. That is love. So we are all exploiting Krishna's material nature. We are not at all qualified to become devotee of Krishna. We are exploiting everything we have around us. But still Krishna is providing all the facilities and asking us to understand him. That's the only thing we have to do. Non-devotee and devotee. So in Sanskrit there are two words. Krutagna and Krutadnya. Krutadnya means he is grateful. And Krutagna means he is a great fool. So what is the difference between two? So grateful is recognizes for everything he is getting. Krutagna, because he is fool, he just takes it and forget the person who is giving. And Vedic culture teaches the Krutadnya, Krutadnyata. We are not supposed to take, we are supposed to give. Giving is a Vedic culture. Taking is not a Vedic culture. You give. Therefore, Brahmanas, they're completely depending on the Lord. They don't expect anything from anybody. And whatever they get, they also distribute. Nothing left. We see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was traveling through the forest, or even Sanatana Goswami. They carried some money, and when Sanatana Goswami came to know that his servant Ishan is carrying like $1, or no, not dollar exactly, one coin at that time. He said, first throw that away or give it to somebody. But that is the dependence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't want anything. Of course, we cannot imitate that. So that is love that you realize is that Krishna is already taking care of me. What I am doing for Krishna? It's like an American president one time said, you know, don't think what country is doing for you. Think what you are doing for the country. Also in broader sense, that is in Krishna consciousness for you, for us, I mean. Don't think what Krishna is doing for you. He is doing everything for you, for us. What we are doing for Krishna, that we should be asking. How much time in 24 hours we are engaged in Krishna's service? Because Krishna has given those 24 hours for us to serve him. It is not for something else. If you are not serving Krishna, and if you are doing something else, that means we are away from Krishna. So what we are doing, so that will come from the knowledge. That what knowledge we try to get, how much we love Krishna, that is the knowledge. And reaction for that, or result of that, what I can do for Krishna. And Prabhupada asked this question to his spiritual master, how I can serve you. Because there is no question of asking any other question. How I can serve you? And no matter how much you serve, there is no enough. 24 hours, pratikshana swadana dolupasya. You know, we worship our spiritual master. Each second is not fraction of a second. He is distracted from the lotus feet of the Lord. So if we want to come to that consciousness, then whatever happens in our life doesn't matter. Whatever happens. The reason, because Krishna is always loving. As Prabhupada said, whether he kisses or kills, that is his love. So whether he is kissing or killing, that is his love. So anything Krishna does in devotee's life or non-devotee's life is to bring closer to him. Because he knows we are away, even though we don't know we are away. He knows we are away, we cannot stay without him. That is the reason he makes He expands himself into Shankarsan and creates this material universe and arranges, he facilitates to try to gratify our senses. And so that when we get frustrated, we will look back again to Krishna. That is his arrangement. He arranges the whole material universe so that we try to enjoy and get frustrated. That is his mercy. So, Bhagavatam in Sloka, it is said, in material world, if something bad is happening, don't get surprised. Because that is what this material world is. So, there is a great saint, Tukaram, in Maharashtra. So, he has, in one of his poems, he says, just like a charcoal, in America, I don't know if anybody knows charcoal. Yeah, they know charcoal, right? Charcoal is black, right? No matter how you write, it will never become white. Because that's his nature. One time, Badrinarayan Swami gave an example of when you go to in a desert, you cannot complain why there is a sand here. Because that is what this desert is. When you go in an ocean, you cannot complain why there is water everywhere. Because that's the nature. So similarly, when you are in this material world, we shouldn't complain why there are miseries here. Because that is what material world means. That is what material world means. So if you get that knowledge, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is appealing. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy? Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikshartha Eka Purusha Purana. Vairagya Vidya, to develop renunciation. So when we try to develop renunciation, the beginning is what do we own? That we have to renounce. The only thing we have to renounce is false ego, that I own something. Because nothing we own. And that is the beginning of devotional life. Not the end, the beginning of devotional life. So unless we have that renounce mood, and what is that? Everything belongs to Krishna. That is the greatest renunciation. We can still have it, but with the heart, we understand everything belongs to Krishna. And then only we will hanker for his service. And that is also not guaranteed. Who will get it and who will not get the mercy? Because Krishna is Abhigya Swarat. He is supremely independent in whatever he does. We cannot claim that I am chanting for 15, 20, 30, 40 years. Why Krishna, you are not giving me darshan? We cannot claim. He may not give darshan for millions of years. That's what he told Vasudev Das, right? Millions of years, you will not get me. So we can see contradictory examples in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Sometimes he gives his mercy after long time. And sometimes he gives mercy easily. That is Abhigya Swarat. But in both circumstances, Krishna is the center. Life of Pratapudra. He is the king. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya associated with him, in the beginning Pratapudra was disciple of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he completely gave up his impersonal conception and he surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Pratapudra came to know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Now Pratapudra, being a king of Jagannath Puri, he was making all the arrangements of everything about Rath Yatra. And to Kashiswar Mishra, who was the superintendent of the temple, he was taking care of Jagannath temple and arrangement, all the arrangements Pratapudra was making. He was a devotee. So Pratapudra once expressed a desire to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I would like to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking on the road, giving darshan to everybody. So Pratapudra might have also seen many times, but I wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to take his special blessings. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told him, this king Pratapudra, you know, is wonderful service is rendering for all the Vaishnavas and Jagannath temple, and he wants to have your darshan. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. He is Vishayi. He is a sense gratifier. He is a king. He engaged with queens and his citizens, management. How you can say that he has love for Lord? He is doing so many Vishayi. He is a sense gratifier. Sarvam Bhattacharya came and told Prataprudra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not yet willing to give you your darshan. So in a humble way, he told that you are a king. He didn't tell that he is a Vishayi. That you are a king. And king means one who is engaged in sense gratification. And so many things, you have so many queens. I heard Prataprudra had 4 wives and 40 children. It's not mentioned anywhere in Vaishnava scriptures, but historically. So with all these things, how you can expect to go and touch sannyasi's feet? Because when we touch sannyasi's feet, what is happening? All your karma goes to sannyasi. So in ISKCON, they touch your head back. Huh? So the circle completes. No? So the circle completes. Like electricity, right? So he wanted to take darshan, means touch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So Prataprudra, then he starts thinking, how I can get the mercy, how I can get the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart attracted to me. So then after again some days, he approached Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit and Kashishwar Mishra, who was the superintendent of the temple, and also Sarvam Bhattacharya. Said, please ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to take his darshan. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, he's Vishayi. I don't want to give him my darshan. Said, if you want, one thing you can do. Father and son are non-different. You can bring his son to me. I will give him my mercy. And he can go back and give that mercy to his father. So they arranged. How they arranged? Beautiful. He was already king's son, means prince. He's beautiful. They arranged him like he exactly looks like Krishna. A beautiful peacock feather with turban, beautiful mala. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw, he became so ecstatic. As if he is seeing Krishna, he embraced him. That was not his idea in the beginning. He must have touched his feet, allowed him to touch his feet and put his hand on his head and okay, you go. But as he came, he embraced this prince, and prince was also bewildered that he never had such a loving embrace even from his father. So that touch of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, and all that sun, he got completely electrified by this touch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became ecstatic. He started showing all the symptoms, started rolling on the ground, hair standing, his eyes are rolling, and his body is completely became ecstatic. So now this son, he came back to the palace, and Prataprudra ran to him, he ran, he embraced. So Prataprudra was so happy to embrace his son, he also never felt that love before. He was embracing many times as his son. So he starts smelling his head and embracing again and again. So much love he started feeling for his own son, just because of a touch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is very wonderful instructions for grihasthas. That is, grihastha, it is not that you cannot love children and your wives or husbands, but they should have a touch of Krishna. And that love is different than what material love is. So Prataprudra was so happy. But still, I didn't get to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I didn't get to touch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I didn't get to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That thing was there. So even though, it's something like in India, there is a saying, if you cannot drink milk, at least drink buttermilk, So there is a milk in that. So they said, I tasted buttermilk, but I didn't taste milk yet. There is some taste in that, but still it is sour. Even though it is a part of milk, still it is little, you know, not the same. Right? Like, you know, when you go to Hare Krishna temple and if you hear from the person who came from Hare Krishna temple, it's the same, but still I was not there. So that thing is there, that anxiousness, that hankering is there. So Pratap Rudra had that hankering. So what Nityananda Prabhu and all his associates, time of Jagannath Rathayatra came, and at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing with Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, and Vakreshwar Pandit was singing beautifully. And there used to be a circle. It's not like Hare Krishna temple in ISKCON, you know. ISKCON is like we have a different style of kirtan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, how they used to dance? See, read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we know. Dancers are in between, and they're mrudangas and kartal players, and all other people are chanting around. They are not going on each other's body and slapping each other and kicking each other. Right? They're all nicely, they're so systematically dancing in their yatra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu is dancing. The dancing goes on for hours and hours and hours. And Pratap Rudra, even though he's a king, he's so humble because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu don't want to see him. He didn't think, oh, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, I can easily go and touch his feet. How is he going to do? Many people are there, I can do that. No, he was humble. That is what's attracting. He is humble. And he was in the last circle. And in his front circle, there was Harichandan. And in the next circle, there was Srivas. Like this circle was there. And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing so nicely, beautifully, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance, that was the beautiful scene in the whole creation, with his raised hand, his beautiful actions of his body, and so delicate, so wonderful. So everybody wanted to look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody wanted to look. But what was happening? Pratap Rudra was behind, and Harichandan, his secretary, was in front. And he was to make sure the people, those who are in front of him, they shouldn't come in between Pratap Rudra and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srivas was standing right there. And Srivas was moving like this, you know, and Harichandan was moving like this, and Pratap Rudra was like, no. So he couldn't see. So Harichandan, he tapped Srivas. There is a king behind you here, you know. So he said, my king is right in front, not behind. You know, I don't care for this king. But he said, I cannot help. If dancing is going on, I cannot help. I become ecstatic. I cannot stop my body becoming ecstatic. How I can stop? But I cannot help. So he was dancing, then he was hanging. Harichandan tapped him 2-3 times. And then Srivas, I don't know why he's troubling me. He turned back and slapped him. He slapped Harichandan. And Harichandan was like this, you know, because he also said, you know, Pratap Rudra caught back. He said, what are you doing? He said, this person standing in front of me, he slaps me. Then he said, you are so fortunate that Srivas slapped you. Devotee slaps are so good, you know. He said, Srivas, no, I wish he would slap me. Somehow or you are getting devotee's touch, you know, even if in the form of slap. You are getting his touch. So he caught him and he said, do you know who is that? He's Srivas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dear associate. Are you going to slap him? It is an aparad. Don't do that. Then immediately he touched his feet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, you are so fortunate. You got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate. See me, I'm so degraded. Because I'm king. Because I have this post, I'm not getting any mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So next time, again in the time of Kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, Nityananda Prabhu was dancing. Somehow in the arrangement, Pratap Rudra came in front. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced. His body was completely full with sweat and he was rolling on the ground. So all the dust of Jagannath Puri was in his body, looking beautiful. And he danced and danced and danced and danced. And when Pratap Rudra was dancing like this, rolling his eyes, just came and fell on his hand without asking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell in the hand of Pratap Rudra. And then he opened his eyes and Prataparupa was looking. Vishayi, Vishayi, immediately. Vishayi, Vishayi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishayi, immediately. No, 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 I don't want to get that. It's an insult, right? If somebody does to you, you are a sense gratifier. But Prataparupa thought, at least I touched the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, each case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is slowly giving him more and more mercy. And that is, and he said, at least I have some hope. At least I have some hope. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has touched me somehow or other. He touched me. And he was happy. And then at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India. The time came. And he came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, if you are going to South India, I tell you, there is one devotee named Ramananda Rai. He is a Rasik Bhakta. He knows the intricacies of Krishna's and Radha's pastime. And you yourself, you want to hear those. And none other than Ramananda can tell you the intricate or internal pastimes of Krishna. So whenever you go to South India, you must see Ramananda Rai. Now who is Ramananda Rai? He is a servant. He is a king. And also Prataparupa's servant as a king. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he goes to South India, he comes to Kovur. He sits under a tree and he is just meditating, he is chanting. And there he sees the big palanquin is coming. And in front of that, all the brahmanas are chanting, glorifying king. And there are chamaras and all these things are waved, you know, peacock fan and shankha is blowing. So previously when king used to go, it is not like just wear gamcha and go to bathroom. When king used to go, it was a big festival. When he used to go to Udavari to take bath. So he was coming in palanquin and with his all servants and all the ministers and everything. So he was coming. Palanquin was little with a cloth was closed, like a transparent cloth. So immediately when he came, he understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Even though he never seen, but heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And immediately he got down for the palanquin and ran towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also got up from the under the tree and he walked. And both of them, they embraced each other. Now Ramananda Rai is Shudra. All the brahmanas, they got confused. What is this sannyasi doing? He's touching a Shudra. Alas, alas, dharma is lost. He's touching a Shudra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced tightly Ramananda Rai. And he told him that, are you Ramananda? He said, I am your humble, lowly servant. Yes, I heard about you from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And it's my great fortune that you met me. And I would like to hear about Krishna's pastimes from you. And there is long discussion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, he didn't allow Prataparudra because he is a king. And here he's coming on his own. And he embraced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they had a discussion. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went for a further yatra. But he told one thing to Ramananda Rai. Said, give up all your job and everything and come with me. Because I would like to have more association of you. Come to Jagannath Puri. So Ramananda Rai, he understood the inner desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went further South India and came back after about a month or so. At that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Rai. Again there is discussion. And then he said, now you come to Jagannath Puri. So Ramananda Rai didn't think a second. He immediately sent his resignation to Prataparudra. So Prataparudra came to know that this Ramananda, who is by birth Shudra, he is also a king. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to him and gives his mercy. What's wrong with me? But he didn't demand. He didn't become envious. In fact, he felt overjoyed that Ramananda Rai is getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is a devotee. If somebody is getting the mercy of Krishna, even if I'm not getting, you become overjoyed. You enjoy that somebody is getting mercy. And we didn't say, I am here for so many years, but why I am not getting? But by seeing others getting mercies, also we are getting the same mercy. Krishna is seeing in our heart. What is our mood when he gives mercy to somebody? So Prataprudra, he called Ramananda. He said, Ramananda, you are so fortunate. I am struggling here, crying. I am in separation. I want to take a darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he is not giving me. And he went to you without even asking, and he embraced you. Not only that, he heard Krishna Katha from you. Not only that, he asked so many questions about what is good for the humanity, and you answered them. He knows everything. And now he called you, because Swarup Damodar was already there. He was staying in Gambira. So another person who came was Ramananda Rai. So always these are the two associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He will ask Swarup Damodar to sing and Ramananda Rai to tell his intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Ramananda Rai will tell him very intimate pastimes. So he read the letter of resignation. He said, I am very happy that you are going, even if you resign, and you are going to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am so happy. I will relieve you from all the duties. In fact, your salary will be continued. Can you imagine if you meet such a owner? You go join Hare Krishna, I will give you salary. You know? So that is what happening. Said Ramananda, serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath full of your heart. Do not worry about anything. Your salary will be continued. It is not mentioned anywhere whether it is continued and what happened afterwards. But you see the mood of Prataprudra. He accepted that his subservient is getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he didn't become envious. He didn't think it is a competition. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to Prataprudra later on when Ramananda Rai came to Jagannath Puri. Ramananda Rai went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, every time Nityananda Prabhu and all these Advaita Acharya, all the devotees were praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give his mercy to Prataprudra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not willing to. Just to Prabhupada example, writes in purport, just to set an example how a sannyasi should be detached. He should not associate with any people who is post all these things, because vishayi, influential in sense gratification. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was setting an example of sannyasi shiromani, the topmost of all the sannyasis. So he have to set certain standards. So he was setting the standard of a sannyasi. So now Ramananda Rai also joined Nityananda Prabhu, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Advaita Acharya, Rashishwar Mishra, Swarup Damodar, all the devotees. And Ramananda Rai requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because of Prataprudra, I am here engaged in your service 24 hours. So he is a very nice devotee. Please give him one darshan. Please give him your audience. Once. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. At the same time, Ramananda and all other devotees told Prataprudra. Said, before that, one more time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prataprudra said, if this dress of a king or position of a king is coming in between me and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will give up anything. I will wear a sadhu clothes, simple clothes. I will hear the Karna Kuntala, which is a sign of a Bairagi at that time. I'll shave my head and become a beggar if I can get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everybody said that is not required. Now again the Rath Yatra is coming. Many years these things are happening. Now the Rath Yatra is coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attracted to the humility of a devotee. So you go in front of Jagannath and take a broom and clean the road for Jagannath when he is walking on the streets. And that way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very much attracted to your humility. It is not just to show he took the broom. For a king to take a broom, it is not that you, somebody will take picture and it will come in newspaper. Nowadays people do that. It was not kind of. Taking broom in hand means humility. The greatest humility to clean somebody's on the road. It's a humility, act of humility. Not just broom and you are cleaning. That's not the humility. It's the heart inside. Again, there is a prestige. You know, I clean the road best. So many, the mind is so crazy, you know, it brings you so many things. So it's a humility that this Jagannath, Lord of the universe, is walking. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, he's dancing on the road. So roads should be that clean. There should be nothing on the road. So with this humble mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing and Prabhupada is cleaning the road. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes attracted. Because now he do not have even king's clothes. He has simple clothes. But still he don't go to him. Then Rathayatra comes halfway to Jagannath Vallabh Garden. And at that time, devotees, Kashishwar Mishra arranges Prasadam Jagannath temple. And they all take Prasadam in Jagannath Vallabh Garden, which is halfway between Gundicha and Jagannath. So there they took Prasadam and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just wanted to take a nap. He just took a nap under the tree. And his body was completely, you know, in ecstasy, with sweating and dust on his body. At that time, Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda said, "Now you go and massage his feet." That is the way, because he is taking rest. And when you massage the feet, Ramananda Raya, because he knew what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu likes, he said, "You sing Gopi Git." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu likes it very much. So he started, you know, Tava Katha Amrutam Tapta Jivanam, all these sloka, and then he came to the last, Urida Jana. Urida Jana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up. Urida Jana, Urida Jana. He just got him. And he embraced Prataprudra. He didn't even say who that is. Urida Jana. The Urida Jana is the devotees who are engaged in preaching in the welfare activity, is the greatest welfare activity, is preaching Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they are called Burida Jana. So he embraced Prataprudra, and Prataprudra didn't know what to do. Because it was shocked that he is waiting for so long to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at an unexpected time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes were closed. Still, he don't know who is Prataprudra. So Prataprudra was afraid. If he opens eyes and sees me, what will happen? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the eyes and embraced him more. Urida Jana. Urida Jana. Because for the rest of the coming time, you have set an example that king is also a servant of the Lord and he is pleased with cleaning the road with a broom. And that humility attracted the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one example we see, Prataprudra has to struggle so much, and here Ramananda Raya got it easily. How much time I have? I'm standing with the mic, so I'm just 10 minutes more. I don't think any questions will be there because they're all past times. I have 10 more minutes. I don't know. Yeah, prasad is also mercy of Krishna. So, hear or take prasadam is the same. Or you can take prasadam and also hear. So, another 10, 15 minutes? No, I'm just going to give another example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he came to Jagannath Puri, he was doing kirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur, which his brothers, four brothers were there. And only intimate devotees were allowed at that time, because at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not manifested his Sankirtan Lila. Only intimate devotees, it was a very small house. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstasy. So mother-in-law of Srivas. She expressed a desire that this is the beautiful thing happens in our house. I have never even seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. So can I see today Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing? So Srivas says, I don't know, but it's a great idea, I can try. So, but Mataji cannot go in front of a sannyasi. So what she said, I will hide you behind this big basket. I don't know whether you will understand that. This basket of grains, rice they keep behind that. You can hear and, you know, once in a while you can peep in and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. So everybody came, dance started. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped. Middle of the kirtan, he stopped. Is any non-devotee here? And everybody is like, oh my God. Everybody looked at each other. Everybody is the same. Whoever comes every day, they are the same people there. No, Mahaprabhu. And he started dancing. Again, he said, I am not feeling ecstasy. Is there any non-devotee here? And Srivas, he just came. My mother-in-law is there. My mother-in-law is there. She's hiding. Take her out. Take her out. So he was insulted and kicked her out. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced. So she wanted to have darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another time when Brahmachari came to Srivas, I heard so much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. And he was very austere Brahmachari. He used to just drink milk one cup in a whole day. Very austere. So he told Srivas, I want to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, I have heard. Then he said, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu don't allow anybody, only he allowed his intimate associates. Then, no, I will manage how to see. There is a little crack under the door and I will see that. No? Don't worry, I will manage that. Because between the door and his kitchen and all, there is some door and there is a crack. I can look through it, you know. So I can see. So Srivas Thakur said, okay, now try best. Try your luck. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came and again he started dancing and again he stopped. Is any non-devotee here? And he said, no, nobody, everything, the door is closed, everything is. He said, no, there is somebody. Then Srivas Thakur says, maybe that brahmachari is sweeping through, you know. He said, there is one brahmachari who is not in the kirtan, he's just outside and he's watching. But Mahaprabhu, he is very austere. He just drinks one glass of milk in whole day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got angry. Do you think by eating, drinking one glass of milk, you can attain Krishna? Anybody will do that. Just drink one glass of milk and you attain Krishna. How easy is that? Do you think that just drinking one glass of milk, you can attain Krishna? Then he said, take him out. Take him out. So you have to kick him out again. So these people, they were willing to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, didn't see. Morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after his dancing and everything, he comes outside. And all the pots of water are filled because they used to get drenched in sweat and ecstasy. They have to take a bath in the morning. As soon as the sun is rising, the kirtan will stop and then they will come and take a bath, all the Vaishnavas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivas, who is that every day we come here and all these water pots are full? Who does this service? Then he said, she is Dukhi. He said, she is not Dukhi, call her here, she is Sukhi. Immediately gives mercy without even asking. She didn't even think about seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, get his mercy or get audience with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, didn't even desire. So Srivas Thakur called Dukhi and said, from today, you are Sukhi because you are doing Vaishnava service. So without asking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave her. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, is independent. So what we see in these pastimes, we just continue with our service. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, don't try to see Krishna. Do your such a service that Krishna will come to see you. Of course, that is not also a desire. So, whether Krishna sees us or not, whether Krishna kicks us or embraces us, that is the highest form of devotional service. So, one who have this knowledge about Krishna's mercy and how he gives mercy to the devotees. Bhishma Dev says to Pandavas, actually, Yudhishthira, he said, if someone hears the story of a Pandava, nobody will become devotee of Krishna. He said, we have suffered so much. Not only a devotee, you are also a relative of Krishna. And you have to suffer so much. Who will surrender to Krishna if they read your life? Then he says one word. Krishna's activities are inconceivable. No one can understand why he does and what he does. Only with faith, implicit faith, we can understand Krishna's mercy. That implicit faith is just serving Krishna. Whether you accept me or reject me, try to improve the quality of our service and leave it to Krishna. We cannot demand Krishna that I want to see you. We can demand service, I want to keep on serving you. And that is there when we develop love for Krishna. And that is what Prabhupada is talking here in this verse. The last sentence, if you see, he said, devotional service, that material contamination cannot touch him again. Once you come to Krishna, material contamination doesn't touch a devotee. Because he is experiencing Vishaya Vinivartante Nirahar Siddhi Narasovarjam Rasopyasya Param Drishtvanivar. He is experiencing the highest love for the Lord. And therefore, one who is experiencing love for the Lord, even any distressful condition in this material world doesn't bother him. In fact, one devotee, Tukaram, he says, your forgetfulness is a death for us. Otherwise, we don't fear death. Your forgetfulness is like a death for us. That is how devotee loves Krishna. And that is what Prabhupada says, that only knowledge and only devotional service we cannot advance. Tesham jnani nitya yukta ek bhaktir visishyate. One who is engaged in devotional service with knowledge. So we have to have Prabhupada, why he insisted that we must read his books so that we can sustain in Krishna consciousness, because this is material world. Anything can happen in our personal life, social life. But if you have that, develop that love for Prabhupada and Krishna, then we will sustain. So therefore, this is a wonderful opportunity Srila Prabhupada has created for all of us. So I beg at the lotus feet of all of you, wonderful devotees, that I'll be able to develop this mood. So thank you for allowing me to do some service to you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anybody have any questions? Well, you all know better than me. So, yes, Mataji.
So I remember in the class, Prabhu, and I loved the class. Very, very nice. I'm glad you took a little longer. We're very glad.
I'm sorry?
I'm glad you took longer. Yeah. You mentioned that there are the gates, and that we're very fortunate that the gates are there, that we can, with the tongue, we can chant Hare Krishna and we can take prasadam.
Yes.
So I was wondering, with the, we Americans have often gotten in the habit of listening to rock and roll and listening to many, many different things, listening to news every day, listening to different kinds of things. So I'm just wondering about that gate. Is it dangerous to be hearing so many different things?
See, Krishna explains who is a devotee in Bhagavad Gita. If you are trying to be a devotee, then Krishna also gives the characteristics of devotee in Bhagavad Gita. And among that, there are many. Chitta Prajna is there, you know, steadfast devotee. And in one sloka, he explains who is a devotee. Machita madgata prana bodhayante parasparam kathayantasya mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. That is the devotee. What is that? Machita. My devotee's mind is dedicated to him. Madgata prana, I am his life. So when they meet each other, that is most important. Bodhayante parasparam. They talk about Krishna and his devotee. That is devotee. Bodhayante parasparam. And it is not only morning, evening. Katayanchumam nityam. 24 hours katha. Whether it is form of chanting or reading or serving, it's all Krishna katha. Katayanchumam nityam. And it is not they do because they are asked to do. Tushyanti. They get energized by that. That is how, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains in another place, just like food is for nourishment of the body, Krishna Katha is nourishment for the soul. So that way, Tushyanti. And Ramanti, they enjoy it. So that is devotee. Devotee is not something external. So then you should hear about Krishna only. If you want to become Krishna conscious, you have to hear about Krishna and his wonderful devotees. If you hear something that is subtly destroying our faith too, because that will bring down from your standard low and low and low, and one time you'll think, okay, I'm still a devotee. It doesn't happen immediately, just like when you are swimming, if you are expert swimmer, right? So when you swim, you hit both your hands. And if you stop that, you can go for some time. Still you can swim, but then you will drown. So you will think, okay, I hear about some here, there, still I am in Krishna consciousness, it's okay. But your enthusiasm and inspiration will go down. So when you come, Prabhupada named this society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We come here for Krishna consciousness. So we look for Krishna consciousness. We look for anything else. There may be so many faults in so many devotees. What we have to do with that? We cannot change all devotees, but 100% I can change myself. So look for the bad things in our heart. Look for the good things. Even if new devotee comes, look something good. He's come to Prabhupada's shelter. He's not that good. He may have so many other things. Doesn't matter. So, another soul has come to Prabhupada's feet. We should be happy. And if you want to look for the faults, we have enough of them. Correct? It will take one lifetime, maybe millions of lifetimes to go through that and get over it. So, that is Krishna consciousness. Let the managers and senior devotees deal with it. For us, like Raghunath Das Goswami or Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he didn't see anybody as non-devotee. He will offer obeisances even to the pigs in Vrindavan. 1 lakh obeisances every day. So he didn't consider, because he saw they are staying in dham. So Prabhupada created this dham all over the world. So whoever comes here, he has come for the purpose. So my one devotee friend told me a very nice thing. If you can't do anything to ISKCON, at least don't do anything bad for ISKCON. We should be doing good for ISKCON. There are hundreds of wonderful devotees are dedicating their life. So many senior devotees guiding society. Wonderful association is there. But if you start looking bad, even that association will start hurting us. Why I come here? Everybody is like this, like this, like this. Why there are so many other things? So we come to ISKCON. What is coming to ISKCON? Krishna consciousness. That is ISKCON. It's not just an institution. It's a spiritual world. So you have to decide where to go. You want devotee association, or even sometimes some people, some bad things are happening. So what we are supposed to do with that? And I'll tell you, Krishna will show whatever exactly you want to see. I don't know how much time you have. I have hundreds of examples I can tell you. Krishna will exactly show what you want. I'll tell my one example from my life. When I joined Jew temple as a brahmachari, my uncle was very much against. 4 hours he preached to me, in one sense, not to join Hare Krishna. But somehow I joined. And then he told me at that time, he said, if you go to Hare Krishna, I'll tell you. Because that time ISKCON was not famous, but in a different way. They are the people who, you know, who drink and who do drugs and everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Dam Maro Dam. You know, that kind of thing was there in India. So he heard from his, and the temple was also, this Nair was creating so much problem. And he had a newspaper called Free Press Journal. So all ISKCON blasphemy was coming through that Free Press Journal. And my uncle was taking that Free Press Journal. So he showed me all the clips of what is happening in ISKCON. That time Prabhupada was building the temple in 74. He showed me all the clips. This is what happening. How you can go there? You don't even drink a tea. So they all do drugs and everything. So he told me for 4 hours. Then he said, just like Britishers came to India, they came with the interior motive to control the India. So now these Americans and Europeans, they know these Indians are very sentimental in religion. So they want to conquer India, and that's why they are coming as the devotees. And if you go there, I'll tell you, they will be sitting on the big, big chairs and they will make you wash pots. And what happened after 4 days, you know, they came to see what I'm doing. So they went all over Jew temple, and managers were sitting on the chairs, and you know, big white beds, what they call mattresses, were there. And some devotees were sitting and watching TV. That's what they thought. Oh, they said they're watching something about Prabhupada. So they're watching, they're like laid back and watching. All over they went, and they were asking, do you know where is Venkatesh? My name is Venkatesh. So he said, do you see where is Venkatesh? Nobody said, we don't know where is Venkatesh. Nobody said, we don't know. So finally, after 2 hours, they came to Govinda. And Govinda, they had lunch, had some prasadam. And they were just about to leave. So there was one manager there. So just as a last chance, they asked him, that, do you know where is Venkatesh? I said, who is that Venkatesh from Belgaum? I said, yes, 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 you are right. Do you know where is he? He says, washing pots inside. So Krishna exactly shows what you want to see. I was like, I can tell you hundreds of examples. What is a little funny, right? Krishna will show what you want to see. So if you want to see Krishna consciousness, even in, you know, anything, you will see Krishna consciousness. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.